Today's daf is Shmuas daf Lamed Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lizchusim for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have for Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we left off yesterday. We were going through four different shitos as to how we know that Shmuas Eidos is only Nogeya when it comes to Eidos Mammon, when it comes to issues relating to Eidos that people know that can cost somebody money. So the whole daf today is going to revolve around those four different shitos. We only got through three of them yesterday, but the Gemara is going to question and analyze, I think three out of the four. I don't know if it's going to analyze all four, but it's going to question and analyze each of the different opinions for the source that Shmuas Eidos only applies to Mammon. Along the way, we're going to come across the concept of Eidos Yediyah, whether you can have an Eidos by Dinei Mammonus, you certainly can, but maybe even by other things, where you only know about it without actually seeing about it, whereas or because we saw by Mammonus is unique in that sometimes you could have an aide who knows and didn't see, or who sees and didn't know, and that would be a good enough aide. So that's going to bring us into a broader discussion about Eidos Yediyah. The Gemara is going to give a couple of cases of Eidos Mammon that do not have both Eide Yediyah and Eide Re'iyah, and then on Amud Beis we're going to learn that the final shita that we're going to see today about, that we're going to start with today, about how it is that we know that Shmuas Eidos only applies to Dinei Mammonus, is going to be the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is going to learn it based on a Mematzinu between Shmuas HaPikadon and Shmuas Eidos, and then Rabbi Shimon himself is going to reject his Mematzinu, and we're going to learn that the Chachamim mocked him for rejecting his Mematzinu, for rejecting this Binyanav between Shmuas Eidos and Shmuas HaPikadon. But the Gemara is not exactly sure why the Chachamim mocked him, what they didn't like about what he said. So we're going to have four different possibilities, maybe five possibilities, of what exactly they didn't like about Rabbi Shimon's suggestion. So let's start with Rabbi Shimon's suggestion. We are holding, again, on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the end of the page. Rabbi Shimon Omer, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chayiv Kan V'Chayiv V'Bikadon. Well, we know a person is Chayiv over here by Shmuas Eidos, and a person is Chayiv by Shmuas HaPikadon. So, Mala Allah, Neinu Medaber El B'Tviyas Mammon, just like by Shmuas HaPikadon, by definition, it's Tviyas Mammon. Avkan Neinu Medaber El B'Tviyas Mammon, Shmuas Eidos is also only when it comes to monetary matters. V'od, and not only that, but Kal V'Chomer, Ma Pikadon Shasabo Noshim Ke'anoshim. If by Shmuas It's the halacha is women who are kofar and shuas habikadon have the same din as men who are kofar and shuas habikadon, because women can also be a shomer on a pikadon as opposed to eidos, where women cannot be kashal eidos, so they're not subject to shuas eidos, and krovim karuchokim, and by shuas habikadon a karov is the same din as a rachok, whereas by shuas eidos it's not so, because a rachok cannot be kashal eidos, but a karov cannot be kashal eidos, but a karov can, but watch over a pikadon and have all the responsibilities of a shomer pikadon. So psulim kaksherim, and people who are pasul eidos by shvuas pikadon are treated the same as people who are kasher leidos v'chayiv al kol achas v'achas, and you're chayiv for each and every shvua that you take as a shvuas hapikadon bifnei beizdin v'shalo bifnei beizdin, and another chumra, you're chayiv whether you take the shvua in front of beizdin or shalo bifnei beizdin. So even though shvuas hapikadon has all of these chumras, but still einam adaber el b'tvias mamon, but it's so limited, we only apply it to tvias mamon. So eidos, when it comes to shvuas eidos, shalo asa banashim kanashim krovim karachokim psulim kakshim Shvuas Ha'edus, which doesn't have any of these chumras, is so much more kal. All the more so should only apply to cases of Tvias Mammon. So it's a kal v'chomer, even if you don't like the Mematzinu, you have a kal v'chomer that Shvuas HaPikadon applies only, is limited to Tvias Mammon, even though it has so many more chumras, it's so much more expansive than Shvuas Ha'edus. So Shvuas Ha'edus, which has all these kulas, should for sure be limited to tvias mamon. Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Shimon himself rejects this kal v'chomer, this mematzinu as well. He says you can't learn pikadon to edus, because mal de pikadon, shvus ha pikadon has certain kulas as well. Shekein lo asobo mushpa kanishpa. Someone who's mushpa mipiacherim is not the same as nishpa mipiatzmo. Someone who's mushpa mipiacherim b'shvus ha pikadon is pater. It's only if he takes the shvua himself. Umezid kashogeng, and we also don't treat a mezid like a shogeg b'shvus ha pikadon. Someone who takes the shvus ha pikadon b'shogeg is going to be pater. So tomar be'edus, would you say the same thing by edus? Shekein asbo mushpa kanishpa umezid kashogeg b'shvus ha edus as chumras, that we treat someone who's mushpa mipiacherim the same as nishpa mipiatzmo, and we treat someone who does it b'mezid the same way as someone who does it b'shogeg. So you can't learn from shvus ha edus to be mechayiv with to limit the chiyuv of shvus ha edus to tvias mamon from shvuas ha pikadon. So the Gemara, because of that, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Shimon has to have a different source for the idea that shvus ha edus is limited to tvias mamon. Tamalomer techeta techeta legzer shava. Pasuk says techeta in both places, so it's not a mematzinu, it's not a kal v'chomer, it is a gzer shava. Nemar kan Techeta, it says by Shvuas Eidus v'nefesh ki sechta v'sham kalala v'nemar la'lan, it says by Shvuas ha'pikadon techeta, it says nefesh ki sechta u'mal amal b'ashem. So mal la'lan ein medaber el tvias mamon, just like by Shvuas ha'pikadon, by definition it's of course a tvias mamon. Afkan ein medaber el tvias mamon, so to by Shvuas Eidus, by definition it is a tvias mamon. So by gzera shava you can learn one from the other, even if one is more chamor and one is more kal, meaning whereas a memetzinu and a kal v'chomer obviously is limited in the sense that you need a kal and you need a chamer. You need one of them to be more kal and one of them to be more chamer. A mematzinu also, it has to be comparable cases. But a gzera shava could be even if there's even if one is more chamer, one is more kal. The Rashi explains on Amud Beis that Rabbi Shimon knew initially the gzera shava also. He obviously didn't just come up with this gzera shava right now. He obviously was aware of it beforehand because ein adam dug gzera shava matzvel and came kibla meirabo. So he must have had a Kabbalah for such a Gzera Shava, but he wants to explain why he needs the Gzera Shava. So he has the whole discussion with us by telling us, well, could it be a Memetzinu? Could it be a Kal V'chomer? And he shows us why it can't be, and because it can't be, that's why he says it has to be the Gzera Shava. That's why he saves the Gzera Shava for the end. Not because he really had any doubt as to whether there is such a Gzera Shava. That's not a possibility. A Gzera Shava needs to be b'mesora from one's Rebbe. So when we take stock of all of the different limudim, how do I know that Shvuas Ha'edus only applies to Tvias Mamon cases? We had four possibilities. Rabbi Lazar learned it from a Gzera Shava of O. It says O by Shvuas HaPikadon, it says O by Shvuas Ha'edus. So remember, we had Owen, you have all the O. I by Sota and by Rotzeach, it also says O, and that's not about Dinei Mamonis, but we learned Shvuas HaPikadon, Shvuas Ha'edus, because both of them have a Shavua involved and don't have a Kohen involved. So Sota has a Shavua involved, but has a Kohen involved. And Rotzeach has neither a Shavua nor a Kohen involved. So Dafka, Shavua, Seidus, and Shavua, Zepikadon, they both have no Kohen, yes Shavua, and the word oh all the time. That was the first approach. Second approach was Rabbi Akiva, who darshan from the fact that by Shavua, Seidus, it said, La'achas me'ela, to teach us that in some cases you're chayiv, some cases you're pater. So must be, dinim amenus, you're chayiv, anything else, you're pater. Then we had Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who learned from Shavua Seidus where it says V'hu eid o ra'a o yada, to teach us that it's the kind of eidos that could be done with seeing without knowing or knowing without seeing, and only dinim amenus can be done with seeing without knowing or knowing without seeing. And then we have Rabbi Shimon, who has this gzera shava from Shavua HaPikadon to Shavua Seidus. Now the Gemara starts attacking. Maskefla Rabba Bar Ula. Bitoy, that the Rabbi Lazar, we ask in Rabbi Lazar, it says by Shavuos Bitoy as well, because by Shavuos Bitoy the pasuk says O nefesh ki sishava levate b'susayim lahara O lehetiv. So yochichu, so that should be mochiach that this gzera shava is not a valid gzera shava, because shvuas bitoy has nothing to do with dinei mamonis. You're going to tell me anytime you have the word o, it has to do with dinei mamonis? Not so. By shvuas bitoy, it's not dinei mamonis. Shehein oin v'yeshiman shvua ve'einiman kohen. It fits all the criteria. It's about a shvua. There's no kohen involved. Umedavim shlobet v'yas mamon. And yet you still see it's not about dinei mamonis. So that should blow up the whole gzera shava, the whole limud of Rabbi Eliezer, the first limud. So says Gemara, no, you're right, it says the word O by Shavuos Bitui. But come on, if you have to figure out the rules of Shavuos Eidus from somewhere, are you going to more likely compare it to Shavuos HaPikadon, or are you going to more likely compare it to Shavuos Bitui? It's a little tricky to have that assessment at this stage in the Masechta. See, because unless you read ahead a few dapim, we don't know anything about Shavuos HaPikadon yet. We spent a lot of time in Shavuos Bitui. We're concluding our discussions on Shavuos Eidus. So the Gemara is going to say, come on, Shavuos Eidus is much more common than Shavuos HaPikadon than it does Shavuos Bitui. I don't know anything about Shavuos HaPikadon yet. So the Gemara has to like sort of fill us in on what it does have in common with Shavuos HaPikadon. So the Gemara says, Mistabra min Pikadon Avilel Mel. It's more Mistabra to compare Shavuos Eidus to Shavuos HaPikadon. Shekein Techta mi Techta, because it says by Shavuos Eidus, Nefesh ki Sechta, and it says by Shavuos HaPikadon, Nefesh ki Sechta. It says both. So it says, Adra, Bito Avilel Mel. Maybe mi Bito Avilel Mel. Maybe I should learn from Shavuos Bitui, Shekein Chatas Mechatas, that it says by both of them, there's a carbon Chatas, Shavuos HaPikadon, there's a carbon Asham. There's no carbon Chatas. So based on the halachos of each one, or based on the wording of each one, not necessarily. So says Gemara Ela Mistavra Mipikadon Avalei Lemelav. No, it's more Mistavra to learn Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos HaPikadon because of all of the common halachos that it has in common with Shavuos HaPikadon. Shekein. There are a lot of things. They have Chet, Bemezid, Tave v'kafrei v'avrei. What does that mean? By both of them it says techta, as we already pointed out. By both Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos HaPikadon says techta. B'mezid, by both of them, you're chayiv even if you violate b'mezid. That's not true by Shavuos Bitui. Shavuos Bitui, it's only v'netlam. It's only if you violate b'shogeg. Tave v'kafrei means by both of them, the shvua is only when there's a taina and a kfira. Someone makes a claim and there's a denial. Shavuos Bitui, no one's making a claim. There's no denial. You're just saying that you're going to do something. You're committing to do something. So, and avre means that both of them, it's on the avar, it's on the past. You're swearing about what already happened. Shavuos Bitui, you're not swearing about what already happened, you're swearing about what you will do in the future. So, what does that mean exactly? Shavuos Bitui, we said, could be both on the avar and the asid. So Rashi sort of tries to smooth it over. He says, Shavuos Bitui is be'ikr is ala asid. Lahara lehetiv is be'ikr. It's describing what's going to be in the future. So that's l'chorah where Rashi's trying to answer. He's trying to explain why the Gemara assumes that Shavuos Bitui is not on the Avar. He's saying, it is on the Avar, but be Iker, it's on the future. The Rimigash suggests that the Shavuos Eidus and Pikadon are not on the Avar. Shavuos Bitui is both on the Avar and the Asid. So that's the point, meaning, I'm sorry, that Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Pikadon are only on the Avar, whereas Shavuos Bitui is both on the Avar and the Asid. So that's all the Gemara is trying to say. Not that Shavuos Bitui is not on the Avar, but it's not exclusively on the Avar. It could be on the Asid as well. So says Gemara, is that enough reason to compare Shavuos Eidus to Shavuos Pikadon and not to Shavuos Bitui? Adraba, may Bitui have a little mail. If I could have told you a lot of things that Shavuos Eidus has in common with Shavuos Bitui. Shekein, Chatos, Sheyarda, L'chomesh. It has a lot of things to compare. Chatos, both by Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Bitui, Yechai v'Korban Chatos, by Shavuos HaPikadon, it's an Asham. Sheyarda, by both of them, it's Korban Ol V'Yored. If a person is rich, he brings a behemoth. If he's poor, he brings Shnei Torim, Shnei B'nei Yona. Poorer than that, he brings an Asir Seifa, a flower. And not true by Shavuos HaPikadon, where it's a Korban Kavua. And Chomesh, by Shavuos HaPikadon, you have to be most of Chomesh on the Pikadon that you denied. Whereas by Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos Bitui, there is no din of being most of Chomesh. So why would you compare Shavuos Eidus to Shavuos HaPikadon and not to Shavuos Bitui? Says Gemara, Hanuch Nefishin, it's a numbers game. Look at all the things that it had in common with Shavuos HaPikadon and list all the things that it had in common with Shavuos Bitui, like we just did. And you'll see there are more things that it had in common with Shavuos HaPikadon than it did with Shavuos Bitui. And therefore, we learn Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos HaPikadon that it's only about issues of Tvius Mamon. Good, so that was our analysis of approach number one as to why it is that it's limited to Tvius Mamon. Now we move on to approach number two. The Braisa said, Rabbi Kiva Omer, V'haya ki yesham la'achas me'ele, yesh me'elech shu chayev, v'yesh me'elech shu pater, that there are some cases of Eidos where you deny knowing any Eidos, so you're going to be chayev for Shavuos Eidos. Some cases you're going to be pater. Ha'ketz, that's what Rabbi Kiva says. It leads you to the natural conclusion that if the Eidos was about Mamon, you're going to be Chayiv. If the Eidos was about anything else but Mamon, you're going to be Potter. But who says it's about money? It just tells you that some cases you're going to be chayiv, and other cases you're going to be patur. Well, where do you decide to randomly draw the line that, oh, it's mamon. Mamon you're chayiv, not mamon you're patur. This could be about anything. Maybe I should just the opposite. That if it's about mamon, that's when you're patur. If it's about anything else but mamon, you're chayiv. How do you know? How does Rabbi Akiva know? I see where he sees in the pasuk that it's not by every edus, but it's how does he know which type of edus? So Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lazar Samech. These are not four independent opinions. Rabbi Akiva is still relying on Rabbi Lazar's that he learned from, that he compared Shavuos Eidos to Shavuos HaBikadon from the word oh. The fact that Rabbi Akiva uses Zachas Me'ela is an additional drasha, that even within Eidei Mamon, there are some types of Eidos Mamon that you're even going to be Pater. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva really holds like Rabbi Lazar. It's limited to Eidos Mamon because the word oh appears in a context that has no Kohen involved, and yes, a Shavua involved. So we learn Shavuos Eidos from Shavuos HaBikadon, and we don't learn from Shavuos Bitoy because there's not enough in common with Shavuos Bitoy. Fine, exactly like Rabbi Lazar. But in addition to that, says Rabbi Akiva, even within Dinei Mamonis, Shavuos Eidos does not apply to all of Dinei Mamonis. It only applies to some cases of Dinei Mamonis. My Ben Ayub and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva. So what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva? Where does Rabbi Lazar say Shavuos Eidos will apply, then Rabbi Akiva will say it won't apply? Ika Ben Ayub Mashpia Eidei Karka. The Rabbi Lazar Chayav and Rabbi Akiva Peturin. If someone is Mashpia Eidim to testify about a claim that he has on Karka, according to Rabbi Lazar, that's Dina Mamonis, so you can be Chayav Shavuos Eidos for that. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're Pater. It's all sugya that we're going to have about Eidei Karka. That's going to be in a few days about Eidos Karka, whether there's Shavuos Eidos on such a thing. But that's the nafkamina between them. Rabbi Yochanan da Amar Hasam. According to Rabbi Yochanan, holds Mashpia Eidei Karka for the Rabbi Lazar Peturin, who thinks that even Rabbi Lazar holds that there's no Shavuos Eidos by Eidei Karka. Hacha Ma'ika Bein Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Akiva. Then what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Akiva? Ika Benayu Eidei Knas. If Eidim deny knowledge of testimony about Knas, according to Rabbi Lazar, who darshins from Shavuos HaBikadon, just like if a nifkad is a kofar on a tevia of a knas, he's chayav a karbon, so too by Shavuos Eidos, if the Eidim deny knowledge of testimony relating to a knas, they're going to be chayav a karbon. But according to Rabbi Akiva, no, Eidei Knas is potter from Shavuos Eidos. Then we move on to Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was the third shita that we had as to how we know that it relates to tevias mamon, that Shavuos Eidos only relates to tevias mamon, and it's from the fact that it says Vu Eid O Ra'a O Yada, that it's got to be Shavuos Eidos has to be about things that it's good enough to see without knowing, or to know without seeing, and only by Eidos of Dinei Mamonis is it sometimes good enough to see without knowing, and sometimes good enough to know without seeing. Vu Eid O Ra'a O Yada Be Eidos Amiskayemis Beri'ya Belo Yadiya Obediya Belo Ri'ya Kosim Medaber. So now the Gemara challenges that one. So it says Gemara Amle Rav Papa Abaye, Lema Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Lesle de Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that every other type of edus besides for dinim mamonis cannot happen with re'ia unless you have both re'ia and yedia, must be against Rabbi Acha, because we're going to see that Rabbi Acha holds that other types of edus also work even if you just know without seeing. Titanya, because the Braisa tells us the following. Rabbi Acha Omer, Gamal ocher bein gamalim. If you have a camel that's busy with the other camels and he starts kicking, v'nimtza gamal harug b'tzido, and you find a dead camel next to the one that was kicking and going wild, biyadua shezaharago. You can bet that the one that was kicking, you didn't see the blow that struck the other camel and that killed him, but this is the crazy camel and it's the one that was going nuts. And then all of a sudden you see a dead camel. You don't have to assume that the other camel died from a heart attack and the wounds on its face were from afterwards, or some other camel, or you could put two and two together. So you know that was the one that killed him, and therefore the one that owns the crazy camel has to pay the owner of the dead camel. So that's that you see that it's Eidei Yedia without Ria. Because if Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Acha, they could dan based on umdra, bedirin fashus na mishkachsa. Then you could have such svaris. You know, granted, Rabbi Acha's case was about dine mamonis, but if that's a good enough raya, then you can apply a very similar svara to dine nefashos, Rabbi Shimon Shatach, like the story that happened with Rabbi Shimon Shatach, where Rabbi Shimon Shatach would not rely on an umdina, but you could imagine a very similar case to the camel case that one would rely on an umdina. Ditanya, the case of Rabbi Shimon Shatach is as follows: I'm Rabbi Shimon Shatach, era bin Nechama, im lo reisi echad sheratach chaver luchurva veratz diachrav umetzasi sayif biyada v'dam etaftei v'harug mefarper. He says maybe we'd have a base of mikdash already. Maybe we would have a Nechama over Yerushalayim if Jews wouldn't do these terrible things like what I saw with my own eyes, this traumatic experience. He says, I saw a guy chasing another guy into a room with a knife in his hand. I walk into the room, there's a dead guy on the floor with a stab wound, and the fellow with the knife is holding the knife and it's dripping with blood. So amartilo, so I said, I didn't see the act of murder, I didn't see that, but amartilo, I said to the guy, Russia, mi arebel is that, o ani o ata, who killed this guy? It's only me and you in this room, pretty sure it wasn't me, so who killed this guy? Aval ma'esa shein damchad masr biyadi. But what can I do? I can't kill you, Shari Amra. I can't take you. There's no way of exacting justice in a beis din on such a thing, because Shari Amra Torah, the Torah says al pi shnayim edim al shlosh edim you must ameis, that you need shnayim al shlosh edim, and I'm only one aid, which makes it sound like had he had someone else with him, then it would have been good enough, even though he didn't see the actual murder. So it sounds from there that he would have been mechayiv with aidus yediyah without Re'iyah. But the Ramban points out that's not correct. He says it could be that he holds like the Rabbanan that you're not chayv an edus yediyah below Re'iyah. Rabbi Shimon is saying like a chad va'od, meaning the main reason that I'm not able to be Ma'amid Yubadin is because I can't be mechayv someone when it's only an umdana, when I didn't see the actual act. Or another reason is, even if I did see the actual act, I'm only one person. There's not two eidim. So that's how the Ramban says. There's another reason why you can't be mechayev the rotzeach, because you can't be mechayev a person on a ma'isa without hasra in advance. So it tells suggests that the person was a chaver and he didn't require hasra, because that would be a third reason not to be able to be mechayev misa. It's just remarkable that demonstrates, you know, that discussion we showed him right there demonstrates just how difficult it is to kill someone in a beis din. Meaning, can you have a more obvious cold-blooded murder than that? You have the most reliable witness, someone who's not Nitan Leguzmo or Tildes Sheker or whatever, someone who everyone would trust, who saw this guy, you know, and he actually caught him with the knife in his hand, dripping blood, dead body next to him. And there's not one reason why we wouldn't kill him. There are three reasons why we can't kill him in a beis din. That's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva when the governor of New York asked him about the capital punishment. He said, we don't believe in actually doing it. We believe in it in principle, but we never actually do it because it's nearly impossible by our standards to enforce. Ela hamakom yiparim imcha. But he told him HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay you back for what you did, and that's the real reason why there are so many of our own shim that are impossible to really enforce, because our entire system relies on the fact that hamakom yiparim imcha, that there is a Ribono Shel Olam who's running the world, and whatever we miss down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ultimately exact justice up in Shemayim. So Amru the Chum said that Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach and the Rotzeach lo zoz mi shamat shenashachu nachash v'meis. Kadosh Baruch Hu did pay him back, and it was immediately. So you see that he knew for sure that he killed him, and according to Rav Acha, who would be mechayiv with a gamal that was going crazy based on an umdana, so he should have been mechayiv in the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach as well. So if Rabbi Yossi would hold like Rav Acha, why would it be limited to dinim amnis? Sometimes yediyah below Re'iyah is good even by dini nefashos. So says Mar Afilu Teima Isle de Rabbi Acha. Even if Rabbi Yossi holds of Rabbi Acha that yediyah without Re'iyah is good enough. Bishlam yediyah below Re'iyah mishkachsa, el Re'iyah below yediyah heichem mishkachsa. Yeah, we do find maybe that yediyah can work without Re'iyah, but there's no case of dini nefashos where Re'iyah works without yediyah. Milo by medim avod chav marag yisrael arag adam treif arag shalim arag, because you certainly need to know who the victim is in order to be mechayev v'misa. If you don't know, the person might have been in treifa, the person might have been in ovid chavim, so you can't be mechayev v'misa. Re'iyah is certainly not enough by dini nefashos. It's a fascinating topic. What exactly constitutes yediyah, and for which types of things yediyah would suffice? The core of Rav Moshe's famous kula about Chalav Yisrael, about Chalav HaKompanies, is this idea that edus yediyah is good enough for Chalav HaKompanies. That we know, how do we know? Because based on government regulations, we know the farms would not, you know, that there's no profit in it for them to insert pig milk or any other non-kosher milk. and that they risk being penalized or being shut down and other things. So that's a yediya without a ri'iya. Can you say such a thing by Eidus Kiddushin? You know, sometimes I've had a few times where people have called me after they've been married for several years. They just discovered one of their Eidus Kiddushin was absolutely pasul Eidus. Not stam that he was ganav, and who knows, maybe he only started ganving after they got married. That happens too, unfortunately. But no, absolutely pasul Eidus in the sense that the person was a karov, and they just didn't know that a first cousin is pasul Eidus, something like that. So we have to find, were there two Eidim at the wedding? So, okay, sometimes in Masada Kiddush, and maybe the photographer, you think, who was under the chuppah and actually saw. What about all the people in the audience? There was an Orthodox Masada Kiddushin, so is that good enough? The people in the audience, they don't actually see the handing over of the ring from the chasen to the kala, but you know that that's what's going on, right? So is that good enough? Eidus Yediya without Riyas. So that's also a major discussion in the poskim. Rav Henkin and others, that's a major discussion in the poskim. When do we apply Yediya without Riyas? What about a polygraph machine? That a person is that enough of an umdina? That an event happened because a person says that that he described it that way. I think for that, the poskim generally would not assume that that's admissible, because it's not. There are ways around. There are ways to beat it. So I think that's not nearly enough of a numdana. Okay. So the Gemara says Shema Mina, but what we do see from Rabbi Yossi, who says that Shavuos Eidus is said by Eidus be Ri'iya without Yediya and Yediya without Ri'iya, Ksav Rabbi Yossi Agli, Mashpia Eide Knas Pater, that if you're Mashpia Eide Knas, then he's Pater from Shavuos Eidus. Diyistal Kadai Dechayiv, Nihi Di Yediya below Ri'iya Ashchalna. See, by Eide Knas, you can have Yediya without Ri'iya, but Ri'iya below Yediya, Milo Bai Meida, Nachrisbal, Lo Bas Yisraelbal, Basulabal, Bulabal, but it won't work the opposite way, meaning you can't have Eide Knas if they just saw the guy being mafat to the girl, but they didn't know anything about the girl. They need to know whether she was a basula and he's chayiv the knas. They need to know whether she was a bas Yisrael and he's chayiv the knas, or a nachris and he's not chayiv the knas at all. So yediya is critical by eide knas, and therefore, if you hold that in order to be mechayiv shuas eidus, it needs to be the type of thing that works, be yediya below ri'iya or ri'iya below yediya, then it's not going to work by eide knas. Yasav Rav Amnuna Kameda Rav Yehuda, V'yasav Rav Yehuda V'kami Bayalei. So they were sitting and they asked, Mana Menisicha Bifnei Ploni Ploni. A guy says, I've given you, Tovea says, I gave you money, I gave you $100 in front of Ploni Ploni, in front of these two people. Ve'edim Rona Simibachlitz. And there were Edim that were outside that saw the entire event happen. Mai, what's the din? When they come to be Meyud, is that a valid Edus or not? So Amalei Rav Amnuna, Vala, Matoin. Well, let's analyze. What's the other guy saying? I mean, you have to listen to both sides. I gave you $100. No, so what do you say about the $100 this fellow gave you? If he denies the whole thing, well, then we know that they're liars, because there were two Edim that saw that he gave $100, so of course they're going to have to pay it back. But if the guy says, yeah, you gave me $100, my $100, because I just loaned you $100 the previous day, and you were just paying it back. Then what do the Edim help? The Edim are being made to support his claim that he was just getting paid back. So they're just being made that he got paid back. So then it should be potter. So there's no suffix over here. Amalei Hamnuna at ulta. You're good. You're admitted into the yeshiva. You know, that you passed the bechina. Meaning when we ask you such a shayla, you realize that it's not a shayla at all. So you're welcome into the Beis Medrash anytime you want. Okay. Hudam le chaver. Another case. A guy says to his chaver, Mana menisila. I gave you $100 bitzad amud zeh, next to a certain amud, next to a certain pillar. Amarlei lo avarti bitzad amud zeh. I've never seen that pillar. I've never walked past that pillar. Asu treis hadi asidu bei dehishtun mayim bitzad amud zeh. People said, oh yeah, we saw him urinating next to that pillar. So how could he say he's never been near that pillar? Amarei shlakish huchsa kafran. He's obviously a liar, and therefore he's guilty. He has to pay the money. Maskav Rav Nachman hay dina parsahu. That is a din that the Parsim would do, meaning that is not Yashus, that is not correct. Mika Amar Me'olam, did he say that he's never been near that pillar? Basic Zek Amarlei, he meant, you never gave me money next to the pillar. He doesn't think about every time he ever urinated and where exactly he was, you know, what public restrooms he's used. He means, you never gave me money in some at some rest stop on the turnpike. You may have stopped there to go to the bathroom once, but that's nothing. See, Ikadamri, others say, no, the case is, Me'olam! That he actually said the word Me'olam! Never, ever happened! Then there are witnesses that he he did, that he urinated next to that Amun. Rav Nachman Chusakaf, Rav Nachman says, he's a liar. You see, he's a liar. Amun Rav Nachman, Kol Musa Rami Alei Din, Nishavid Lei Velavadaitei. Anything that a person doesn't realize is an important event in his life, he's not going to pay attention to. So he's not going to recognize, you know, you ask, have you ever been to the third stall in the Woodrow Wilson service area on the right? There's on the turnpike. He's not going to remember if he was in the third stall because why is that an important event in his life? But if that's where he bought the lottery ticket that that he won and that changed his life, yeah, so that he'll probably remember that. Then he'll probably remember every things that Rami Alei Dinshi, things that people know they have to be paying attention to. They're going to pay attention to. There's an important tshuva in the Nodav Yehuda. Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yardei Sim Tzadi Dalet. It happens all the time. Person takes a milchik spoon and sticks it into a fleishig soup or something, a chicken soup. So is the soup kosher? Did he trafe up the soup? So the spoon was just used to mix his coffee and milk that morning. So does he trafe up the soup? So the halacha is, if there's shishim in the soup, keneged the part of the spoon that was dipped into the soup, so then it's okay. So that's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Says no debido, a very simple kasha. How is he going to remember which part of the spoon was dipped? He says, I understand. If it's still wet, he'll remember. If it's you could see, he doesn't have to remember. He could look. But if it's not still wet, he's going to remember how much of the spoon went into the soup. Why would he remember that? It was not an important event in his life. If he knew he was trafing something up, so okay, let's see. Am I really trafing up? He's going to measure. But if he knows he's not trafing anything up, why would he possibly remember such a thing? I mean, he says, against our Gemara, Milsil Rami Alei D'Inshi, Lavadaite, something that a person doesn't know that they have to pay attention to. They're not going to pay attention to. So the Yehuda suggests that anything a person does himself, meaning it's not just something that happens around him, an area that he passes by, but something that he does, he's going to Rami Alei Dinshi. He's always paying attention to what he does. It's a very charitable assumption that the Yehuda makes, that people always pay attention to what they do. There's a shaila in the Minchas Elazar about a case of a box of esrogim that came in, and there was a shaila whether they were morkov or not, and there was a guy that had cut open three of the esrogim and thrown them out, but he had cut open three of the esrogim. Now, at the time that he cut them open, he had no idea what the simen was to tell if it's morkov or not morkov, but he cut them open and he saw the inside, and now he says, oh, the seeds were pointing in the right direction, that they're... But he had no idea at the time. So do we say Milsa Lava de la Rami Alei Dinshi Lava Daite, that he never would have known the difference? Or do we assume, like the Nodav Yehuda, that since he knew that since it's something he was doing, so Mela he's aware? So it could be that there are chiluk, because Elazar points out that if he didn't even know that there is such a simen based on the inside of the esrog to tell the difference between a morkov and a not, then for sure not. Then there's no, he's not paying attention. But if he knew there was a simen, he just didn't remember what the simen was. Is it when the seeds are upright, they're good, and the other way not good, or the other way? Is it the color? Is it the thickness of the skin? Is it, he wasn't sure. So then you could assume he was looking around and he was paying attention to some of the details to make sure he gets it right. Okay. Says the Gemara, now we move on to the final shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chayv Kan V'Chayv V'Pikadon, right? Rabbi Shimon is the one that said that maybe we have a Mematzinu or a Kal V'Chomer from Shvuas HaPikadon to Shvuas HaEdos, that you're only Chayv by Dinei Mamonos, but we rejected that because we have so many Chumras by Shvuas HaPikadon that we don't have by Shvuas HaEdos, and we said that it has to be Dafka, that you learn it from a Gzeres Shava, not from a Kal V'Chomer, not from a Mematzinu. So Machku Alavim Arava, the Chachamim, mocked Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa. So the Gemara tries to explain, what did the Chachamim have a problem with what Rabbi Shimon said? So first says that the fact that the first suggestion is that Rabbi Shimon said that a pikadon is lo asa mushpa kanishpa, that by Shvuas HaPikadon there's a difference between mushpa piacherim and nishpa piatzmo. So my chucha, why did they laugh? To katani, because it says in the Brisa that you can't learn Shvuas Eidus from Shvuas HaPikadon with a binyanav, because mal the pikadon shken lo asa bo mushpa kenishpa, that by pikadon we don't treat mushpa piacherim like someone who's nishpa piatzmo, but a mushpa in Shvuas HaPikadon that's piacherim is potter and mazid kishogeg, and Shvuas HaPikadon be mazid is potter. So that the Chum laughed at, because why is it that by Shvuas HaPikadon a mushpa piacherim is not chayiv? Michti mushpa piatzmo be'edos Rabbi Shimon minale. How does Rabbi Shimon know that mushpa piatzmo even works by Shvuas HaEdos? The Gomer Mipikadon, it's only because of the word Techta that appears by both of them that he learns it from Shvuas HaPikadon. So Pikadonami, Mushvim Piacherim, Nigmar Me'edus. So we should learn Shvuas HaPikadon that you're Chayiv when you're Mushvim Piacherim, Shvuas Eidus. Meaning when the Torah tells us about Shvuas HaPikadon, it only talks about a person taking the Shvuah on himself, on his own. When the Torah talks about Shvuas Eidus, it only talks about Mushvim Piacherim. How do I know Shvuas Eidus applies even when you take the Shvuah yourself? Because we learn it from Pikadon. So by that same token, you should learn that by Pikadon, even if it's Mushvim Piacherim, you're Chayiv based on learning it from Shvuas Eidus. Says Gemara, Umay Chucha, why is that such a kasha? Why is that such a joke? Dilma Rabbi Shimon Bekal V'Chomer Meis, Lami Piacherim Chayiv Piatzim L'Kolshkein. Maybe the reason Rabbi Shimon thinks that Shvuas Eidus is Chayiv even when it's Mushvim Piatzim is a Kal V'Chomer. It's not a Gzer Shavah. It's a Kal V'Chomer that if you're Chayiv when you're Mushvim Piacherim, Kal V'Chomer, you're Chayiv Mushvim Piatzim. But by Shvuas HaPikadon, it only says that you're Chayiv when you're Mushvim Piatzim. There's no Kal V'Chomer that if you're Chayiv when you're Mushvim Piatzim, you would be Chayiv when you're Mushvim Piacherim. That's a backwards Kal V'Chomer. That's mixing up the Kal and the Chomer. So that's not such a joke. Ela Chucha Amezid Keshogeg. No, the joke was that Rabbi Shimon thinks that Mezid, that he said Mezid Keshogeg. The Katani, Mal Pikadon Sheken Loasa Bo Mushvim Kanishma Mezid Keshogeg. That a Mezid is Potter by Shvuas HaPikadon, and that's what the Chachamim were mocking. Michti, Mezid Gabe Eidus Minale. How do I know that Mezid by Shvuas Eidus is Chayiv? To loksiv be vinelam. It's only because the Torah never used the word vinelam by Shvuas Eidus. So we see that there's no shogeg requirement by Shvuas Eidus. Well, guess what? Tachanami loksiv be vinelam. By Shvuas HaPikadon, it also never says vinelam. So you should have the same din that it applies to both shogeg and mezid. Amal Rav Huna, umay chucha. Why is that such a kasha? Dilma mezid delav kishogeg bepikadon mimi'ila Rabbi Shimon Gamarla. Maybe this din that a mezid is pater by Shvuas HaPikadon and is not like a shogeg, Rabbi Shimon learns from a gezerah shava from Mi'ila, because it says by Shvuas HaPikadon, nefesh kisachta umal amal ba'ashem, by Shvuas HaPikadon, and you have such a similar lashon, obviously, nefesh kisimal mal by Mi'ila. So Shvuas HaPikadon should also be pater by Mezid, just like Mi'ila is pater by Mezid. Says Gemara, v'hain nuchucha. Gemara says, no, that idea to learn it from Mi'ila is itself a joke. Ad gamar la mi'ila, digmar la me'edus. Why would you learn Shvuas HaPikadon from Mi'ila as opposed to learning Shvuas HaPikadon from Shvuas Eidus? Says Gemara, that's not such a joke. Mistavra mimi'ila havalei lemelav shekin mi'ila mimi'ila. What do you mean? Why? Because it uses the word mi'ila by Shvuas HaPikadon. That's why I would learn it from mi'ila. Says Gemara, adrava Eidus havalei lemelav shekin techta mitechta. Yeah, but it uses the word techta by Shvuas Eidus and by Shvuas HaPikadon. So shouldn't that link Shvuas Eidus to Shvuas HaPikadon? Well, mistavra mimi'ila havalei lemelav. It's more mistaver to learn Shvuas HaPikadon from mi'ila shekin mi'ila bakol ne. It has five different things in common. First of all, by both of them it says the word mi'ila. And second of all, they're both chayiv by all people. Shvuas Eidus is only by people who are kosher le'edus. Third, nena, someone who violates either of these, Shvuas HaPikadon or mi'ila, he gets hana'a. By mi'ila, he gets hana'a from using hagdish. By Shvuas HaPikadon, he gets hana'a from keeping the pikadon. By Shvuas Eidus, there's no hana'a necessarily. He's just, but in withholding, usually there's no anah in withholding testimony. Kavua, they're both chayiv a carbon kavua, not a carbon ol v'yored. Chomesh, both Shvuas HaPikadon and Mi'ila have to add a chomesh to the keren. Shvuas Eidus has no such din. Asham, they're both chayiv a carbon asham, not a chatas. So you see that it has all these things in common. That's why we learn Shvuas HaPikadon from Mi'ila. Frak the Gemara Adraba. May Eidus have a leil meil. No, I would compare Shvuas HaPikadon to Eidus because Shekein Chet, Hedyot, Bishvua, Tave v'kafre, v'owen. Five things in common. It's both of them, it says techata, by Mi'ila doesn't say techata. Both of them are a din that applies to a hedyot. Mi'ila is only with hegdish. Both of them, you're chayiv a shvua, that you're nishvil a sheker. By Mi'ila, it's on the hana'a, it's not on any sort of shvua. Tave v'kafre, both Shvuas HaPikadon and Shvuas Eidus relate to someone asking something from you, making a demand, and you denying that demand. Oh, and they both have the word oh all over the place, and so you see they have all these things in common. Says Mar Hanach Nefishin, things Shvuas HaPikadon and Mi'ila have in common are actually six things, which is one more than the five that they have in common, that Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas HaPikadon has in common. Elamai Chucha, so based on that, what's the what's the joke? Why did they mock Rabbi Shimon? So Kiyasu Rav Papa Rav Huna B'Rei Rabbi Yeshua Mi Bei Rav Amri Hainu Chucha. The joke was as follows: Michti Rabbi Shimon Gzeir Shava Gamir. Rabbi Shimon learns from Gzeir Shava. Lamele Deparich Malib Kadosh Shken Lasa Moshe Kanish B'Mezik Shogeg. If he's going to learn from the Gzeir Shava, he should have learned Shvasa Bikadim from Shvasa Edus to be Chayiv a Mushba Mipiacherim and Mushba and Anishba B'Mezid. So meaning, if you're really going to hold the Gzeir Shava, so then you should apply all of the dinim to from one to the other. Meaning he made these assumptions that Shavuos HaBikadon has differences with Shavuos HaEdos. But if you really have a Gzeir Shava, there are no differences. Use the Gzeir Shava to say that all of the dinim are exactly identical. Says Gemara, my chucha, why is that such a joke? Maybe he only held that there are these differences before he came up with the Gzeir Shava. But once he introduced the Gzeir Shava, there would be no differences between Shavuos HaBikadon. Would also apply when it's Mushma and Piacherim. It would also apply equally Mezid and Shogeg. Says Gemara, Velo, are you sure that he doesn't hold these differences Lamaskana? Vaha Amar Lahu Rava Bar Iti Lerabanan Man Tana Shavuos HaBikadon Lonita and Zdona Lekapara. Who's the Tana that holds that someone who's Nishpa B'Mezid is Shavuos HaBikadon cannot have a Kapara with a Karban because there is no Chiyuv B'Mezid? Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon who holds that only Shavuos HaEdos there's a Chiyuv B'Mezid, not Shavuos HaBikadon. So you see, he still maintains those differences. So says Gemara, Dilma Mezid Kishogig Parach. Maybe what even after the Gzeir Shavah, Rabbi Shimon has his kash of Mezid Kishogig. That's only by that difference. The Gamar Lami Meila, because maybe he derived that from Meila, the Hanach Nefishin. Because the things that Shavuos HaBikadon and Meila have in common are more than the things that Shavuos HaBikadon and Shavuos HaEdos have in common. Aval Mushba Kanishba Lo Parach. But maybe Mushba Kanishba, Rabbi Shimon no longer holds, are any different between Shavuos HaBikadon and Shavuos HaEdos. Maybe both of them apply, even if you're Nishpa and Pia Acherim. So Gemara brings another possibility at what the Chacham were laughing at. Tadar Edos V'Tigmar Lami Bikadon. Let's use Shavuos HaEdos to learn from Bikadon Mezid Delav Kishogeg to pater someone who takes a Shavuah B'Mezid. Ma Bikadon Shogeg in Mezid Lo, Af Edos Shogeg in Mezid Lo. That just like by Bikadon it only applies by a Shogeg, not by a Mezid, Shavuos HaEdos should also only apply by a Shogeg, not a Mezid. Keichid Yelv Bikadon Mimi Ila. Because if you can learn that from Mi'ila to Pikadon, you should be able to learn from Pikadon to Eidos. So it says, Lahachi Kasva Rachmana Le Eidos Gabe Shavuos Bitoy. That's why the Torah puts Shavuos Eidos next to Shavuos Bitoy, Gabe Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, and next to Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. To Bekulon, by all of those things that Yechayev Karbon Olav Yored in the Parsha Shavuos Eidos, Nemarban Venelam. It says a Lashon of Ha'alama, of a Shogeg. Can, but by Shavuos HaEdos, lo nemar ben ve'ne'elam. So it draws your attention to that difference. It doesn't say the word ne'elam when it comes to Shavuos HaEdos. L'chayev al mezid kishogeg. And that teaches us that you're chayev even when you take the Shavuos HaEdos, be'mezid. So it turns out that we have no good explanation of what the Chacham found so hysterical about Rabbi Shimon's analysis. There was nothing wrong with Rabbi Shimon's analysis. So Be'er Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.